Test 5. Section A. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. 11. Mary, what did you think of the movie last night?
I don't know why I let you talk me into going. I just don't like violence.
Question. What is Mary's opinion of the movie?
You speak English very well. How long have you been studying the language?
I've been studying English for 6.5 years.
Question. How long has the man been studying English? Excuse me, Constable, but have you seen an old gentleman looking for his glasses?
An old gentleman, madam?
Question. Who is the woman looking for? Waiter, do you recommend the roast duck or the specialty of the house?
Ma'am, I can't recommend one over the other. They are both excellent.
Question. How does the waiter feel about the food? How did you go to Canada? Did you fly?
I was planning to because it's such a long trip by bus or train, but Fred decided to drive and invited me to join him. It took us 2 days and a night.
Question. How did the man go to Canada? The Boeing 747 is ready to take off.
The what?
The 747.
Question. What is the 747 most likely to be?
See the kid over there cutting grass? My kid brother does that every summer. He usually gets $5 a lawn, and it only takes him an hour.
That's pretty good. I didn't used to get that much when I was in high school.
Question. What are they talking about? This TV set is not working properly. I suppose we should buy a new one, but I don't see how we can afford it right now.
If only we hadn't bought the car.
Question. Why didn't they buy another TV set? Now you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1. Hurry up. We don't have much time left.
Take it easy. We still have 2 hours.
Come on! This is my first time ever to take a plane. I don't want anything to go wrong.
Let me take care of everything, all right? Now, let's go to the check-in counter.
All right.
They will first weigh our baggage. We are allowed 20 kilos each.
What's the weight? Is that inside the free allowance?
Yes, 38 kilos, and we allow 20 kilos each.
That's lucky. What's next?
They'll have to check our baggage.
Anything wrong with our baggage?
They do not permit us to take the fork. What can a small fork do on the airplane? It seems that they regard it as a gun.
Take it easy. It's also for the sake of our security. We needed it on the plane anyway. What do we do now?
We will go to gate 5. They're announcing our flight.
I didn't hear anything.
It's on that signboard up there. See? UA 801 at gate 5. Let's go then.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 19. What's the free allowance of baggage for the plane? Twenty. What's wrong with their baggage? Twenty-one. What's their flight number? 2. Hi, sir. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'm looking to rent an apartment.
This is my business car. I'm Chen Lu. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. I am Sam Roberts. I am looking for an apartment of around 1,000 square feet for my family.
Mr. Roberts, are you familiar with this area?
Yes, I am living in Rose Garden now, but the lease will expire in 2 months. The landlord is going to sell his apartment.
I see. I guess you prefer remaining in the same neighborhood. Let me check the computer's property data for you first. Okay. Sir, do you know Robinson Garden?
No, I'm sorry to say.
Robinson Garden is only 2 years old. There is one vacant unit for lease. The gross area is 1,300 square feet, and the net area is almost 1,000 square feet. The layout of the unit includes one huge living room, one dining room, and 3 bedrooms. The maid's room is attached to the kitchen.
Is it furnished or non-furnished?
It is a furnished apartment with necessary home appliances.
How much is the rent?
The asking rent is 45,000 Hong Kong dollars per month.
Okay. I would like to check the house with my wife tomorrow night after 7. Also, can you show me 2 more apartments for our comparison at the same time?
Sure, Mr. Roberts. I'll arrange things for you tomorrow night.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 22. What does the man want to do? 23. Which statement is true according to the conversation? 24. What's the condition of the apartment in Robinson Garden? 25. Why does the man want to see more houses?
2. Passage 1. We are used to the idea of aging ourselves. We are so used to this that it comes as a surprise to find that there may be some animals that do not age. Sea animals are example. Some have been kept for nearly a century without showing any signs of losing vigor. Some kinds of marine worms can even grow backwards. If starved and kept in the dark, they get steadily smaller. They finally end as a ball of cells, looking rather like an egg from which they came. Under favorable conditions, the ball will turn back into a worm and start growing again. One could probably keep them growing and ungrowing indefinitely.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. 26. In what condition do some sea worms get smaller? 27. According to the passage, what can you conclude about some of sea animals? 28. What does the passage mainly talk about? 2. Now we'll bring you a special news bulletin. The 3 astronauts have splashed down safely in the Pacific Ocean, 145 miles southwest of Hawaii, only 6 miles from the aircraft carrier that was dispatched for the recovery mission. The space module floated down on 3 parachutes and landed right side up in the water. Mission Control in Houston confirmed that the parachutes and landing systems had functioned properly. Mission Control has advised the astronauts to remain inside the module until they are lifted aboard the aircraft carrier. An Air Force helicopter is already hovering above the module, and 7 divers are in the process of attaching lines to the spacecraft. The astronauts have returned after 15 days in space. Possibly one of the most important accomplishments of this mission was the extensive photographing of the sun's surface. After 2 days of physical examinations and observation, the astronauts will fly to Houston to reunite with their families. Ladies and gentlemen, we have confirmation that the astronauts are now aboard the aircraft carrier. They seem to be in very good condition as they prepare for the welcoming ceremonies.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. 29. According to the reporter, where did the spacecraft splash down? How long had the astronauts been in space? 31. According to the reporter, where are the astronauts now? 3. Although Beethoven could sit down and make up music easily, his really great compositions did not come easily at all. They cost him a great deal of hard work. We know how often he rewrote and corrected his work because his notebooks are still kept in museums and libraries. He always found it hard to satisfy himself. When he was 28, the worst difficulty of all came to him. He began to notice a strange humming in his ears. At first, he paid little attention, but it grew worse, and at last he consulted doctors. They gave him the worst snooze any musician can hear. He was gradually going deaf. Beethoven was in despair. He was sure that he was going to die. He went away to the country, to the place called Hellingenstalt, and from there he wrote a long farewell letter to his brothers. In this, he told them how depressed and lonely his deafness had made him. It was impossible for me to ask men to speak louder or to shout, for I am deaf, he wrote. How could I possibly admit an infirmity in the one sense, hearing, which should have been more perfect in me than in others? I must live like an exile. He longed to die, and he said to death, "Come when you will, I shall meet you bravely." In fact, Beethoven did something braver than dying. He gathered his courage and went on writing music, though he could hear what he wrote only more and more faintly. He wrote his best music, the music we remember him for, after he became deaf. The music he wrote was very different from any that had been composed before. Instead of the elegant and stately music that earlier musicians had written for their wealthy listeners, Beethoven wrote stormy, exciting, revolutionary music, which reminds us of his troubled and courageous life. He grew to admire courage more than anything, and he called one of his symphonies the Eroica, or Heroic Symphony, to celebrate the memory of a great man. Describing the dramatic opening notes of his famous 5th symphony, he said, "Thus fate knocks on the door." In time, Beethoven went completely deaf, so deaf that he could not hear even the stormiest parts of his exciting music. But in those years, he wrote more gloriously than ever. He could hear his music with his mind, if not with his ears. His friends had to write down what they wanted to say to him. He was lonely and often unhappy, but in spite of this, he often wrote joyful music. In his last symphony, the 9th, a choir sings a wonderful hymn of joy. Because of his courage and determination to overcome his terrible disaster, his music has given joy and inspiration to millions of people.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. What did Beethoven think when he was told the bad news by the doctor? 33. When did Beethoven realize that he was going deaf? 34. What kind of music did Beethoven write when he became deaf? 35. Which of the four titles best sum up the whole story? 6. To Pacific people, the coconut palm is the tree of life, and life itself often depends on its presence. This versatile and ubiquitous tree still keeps to itself the mystery of its geographical origins. Scientists may have theories, but most Pacific Islanders believe that the coconut palm is of supernatural origin. Stray palms on uninhabited isles or in remote island valleys may appear wild and neglected to stranger, but chances are that some local family is watching and using them. On the other hand, the material culture of the islands is based on forest products in general, not just the coconut. Malaysian craftsmen fashion their goods from bark, fiber, wood, and other plant parts. Stone, shell, and bone are found in great variety. Feathers and shell are seen as ornaments, but it is the plants which form the structural materials in architecture and artifacts. Among Malaysia's varied cultures, that of New Guinea's Sepik River area is one of the richest in artifacts. An important source is the annual festival marking the harvest of the yam crop, a hill country staple. Yams of special size and character represent spirits of the dead, and the quality of a man and his family may not eat their own produce, but must give it to a family of a non-related clan. Each phase of the growing cycle of the yam is marked with ceremonies and festivities culminating in the great harvest festival, when the village square is filled with piles of yams. Many of the finest specimens are adorned with painted masks, feather headdresses, and jewelry. Each man or the tribe, similarly adorned, extols the virtues of his yams in extravagant oratory, climaxing his presentation by pronouncing the name of the family who is to receive his crop. To Pacific people, the coconut palm is the tree of life, and life itself often depends on its presence. This versatile and ubiquitous tree still keeps to itself the mystery of its geographical origins. Scientists may have theories, but most Pacific Islanders believe that the coconut palm is of supernatural origin. Stray palms on uninhabited isles or in remote island valleys may appear wild and neglected to stranger, but chances are that some local family is watching and using them. On the other hand, the material culture of the islands is based on forest products in general, not just the coconut. Malaysian craftsmen fashion their goods from bark, fiber, wood, and other plant parts. Stone, shell, and bone are found in great variety. Feathers and shell are seen as ornaments. but it is the plants which form the structural materials in architecture and artifacts. Among Malaysia's varied cultures, that of New Guinea's Sepik River area is one of the richest in artifacts. An important source is the annual festival marking the harvest of the yam crop, a hill country staple. Yams of special size and character represent spirits of the dead, and the quality of a man and his family may not eat their own produce, but must give it to a family of a non-related clan. Each phase of the growing cycle of the yam is marked with ceremonies and festivities culminating in the Great Harvest Festival. When the village square is filled with piles of yams. Many of the finest specimens are adorned with painted masks, feather headdresses, and jewelry. Each man or the tribe, similarly adorned, extols the virtues of his yams in extravagant oratory, climaxing his presentation by pronouncing the name of the family who is to receive his crop. To Pacific people, the coconut palm is the tree of life, and life itself often depends on its presence. This versatile and ubiquitous tree still keeps to itself the mystery of its geographical origins. Scientists may have theories, but most Pacific Islanders believe that the coconut palm is of supernatural origin. Stray palms on uninhabited isles or in remote island valleys may appear wild and neglected to stranger, but chances are that some local family is watching and using them. On the other hand, the material culture of the islands is based on forest products in general, not just the coconut. Malaysian craftsmen fashion their goods from bark, fiber, wood, and other plant parts. Stone, shell, and bone are found in great variety. Feathers and shell are seen as ornaments, but it is the plants which form the structural materials in architecture and artifacts. Among Malaysia's varied cultures, that of New Guinea's Sepik River area is one of the richest in artifacts. An important source is the annual festival marking the harvest of the yam crop, a hill country staple. Yams of special size and character represent spirits of the dead, and the quality of a man and his family may not eat their own produce, but must give it to a family of a non-related clan. Each phase of the growing cycle of the yam is marked with ceremonies and festivities culminating in the great harvest festival, when the village square is filled with piles of yams. Many of the finest specimens are adorned with painted masks, feather headdresses, and jewelry. Each man or the tribe, similarly adorned, extols the virtues of his yams in extravagant oratory, climaxing his presentation by pronouncing the name of the family who is to receive his crop.